Blog Talk Radio.
Joined by Taha Rahman, and we got Aaron Hosha on the line. The team is back. And I got to say this. Shout out to my boys last week. They held it down. They did the show. I listened to it. It was hilarious. I think my favorite line was hearing Taha say, Aaron Hosha, starting running back of the Dallas Cowboys. That shit was hilarious. I was laughing my ass off listening to that. So shout out to the fellas. They did a really good job. It was an entertaining show. So yeah. So we're back. We're live. Jam packed show. We got all of your Twitter questions, your fantasy roster questions. Just a lot to really dive into. So we're gonna look at kind of trending topics around the league. We're gonna update you on injuries. We're gonna talk about our stardom versus sit-em segment. We got our hot here segment. We got one player that we're going to feature on there and kind of talk about. Then we're going to have our Fab Five. You know, every week we pick different games that we feel the team is going to be the victorious one. So we'll get an update from Taha on how that schedule is going. Then we're going to do a bold prediction, right? It's sure to go wrong. That's how we do it every week. And then we'll end it off with special delivery. So jam-packed show. Really excited to get into it. So, Taha, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's going good. And I think for the week with the big one.
Is Taha still there? Oh, yeah, there he is. Go ahead, Taha.
Yeah. I think he said, what was it, 150 yards and a tug. And the guy got 140, two tugs. The catches. And when I did the calculations on what he projected, what Ben Watson did, it was the exact same. I think we got to give it to Aaron for getting it right. That was pretty close.
Yeah, I think Kyle went in and out a little bit, but I think he was talking about Aaron Hosha's bold prediction with tight end Ben Watson from the Saints. Aaron was like damn near 100% accurate on that bold prediction. And it's probably the closest bold prediction we've ever had on the show. So, Hosh, talk to me, man. What's going on? How you feeling?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? I had a long night of drinking, you know, so I'm trying to recover right now. But I'm going to make it, though. I'm going to make it. And, yeah, that bold prediction, man, I kind of surprised myself. I didn't think I was going to be close, but Ben Watson did his thing last week. And I see he's the topic of smoke or fire this week.
Yeah, man, you talked him up. It's crazy, you know, when Ben Watson went off in that first game, you know, Ben Watson, he's a veteran tight end. He's a tight end that they kept, you know, initially they stated because of leadership qualities. And when they let Jimmy Graham go, you know, everyone immediately went to the young guy, Josh Hill, but we all forgot about Ben Watson, you know, and so Ben has really come on. He's strung together a couple of good games, and you know him and Breeze, they got a little connection there. You know, there's some they're pretty comfortable. So you know, Ben is someone that we're going to talk about. You know, we focus him on our hot here segment, so we're going to really kind of dive into his numbers, and we're going to tell you if that trend is going to continue. All right. So before we kind of jump into just the topics going on around the league and really updating you guys on it. As always, anyone that listens to this show, you're aware of. But if you're new to us, then we'd like to let you know we are partnering with DraftKings.com. DraftKings is one of the top websites. They sponsor a lot of DFS tournaments, and so we're big fans of them. but also we're really happy to be partnering with them. So fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com. It's America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Now, daily fantasy means no season-long commitment. You can play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you can be next to win big. So go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code To The Point to play for free. That's To The Point for free entry now at DraftKings.com. All right, so got the DraftKings read out of the way. Got a lot of big games, some pretty solid matchups. You know, we got Green Bay going against Carolina. You know, it could be always an interesting game. Buffalo and Miami, no love loss there. We got Oakland and Pittsburgh. Oakland's been riding high. Got San Francisco and Atlanta. Kaepernick's on the bench. And then we got Tampa Bay and the Giants, and that could end up being a repeat of the Giants and Saints. This is good. That could be a really high-scoring game. Then we got Denver and Indy. The game, it doesn't have as much, what's the word I'm looking for, as much intrigue as we would have thought. You know, Indy has just not been, it hadn't been that good. Let's just be honest, they hadn't been that good. I mean, we got Dallas and Philly. I mean, and that game, is to me, is just not the same without Romo, but we'll see what happens. And then we ended off with the Monday night matchup of the Chargers versus the Bears. So a lot of good matchups this week, so I'm going to go to the guys and see what games that you're excited to talk about. I'm going to start with Taha. What matchup are you looking forward to in NFL Week 9?
This week, I think the matchup that I'm going to talk about, it's going to be kind of strange, but I want to see what the Giants-Tampa Bay game looks like. Giants are coming off that big victory, you know what I'm saying? Tampa Bay's looking better. I wonder if it's going to be another shootout. I want to kind of see, you know, Jameis a little bit. I've been intrigued by this guy all year. So that's the game I'm kind of intrigued about today, which makes no sense. But the second game that came pretty close is the Rams versus Vikings. That game, you are seeing the new school versus old school. Adrian Peterson of old, you know, which is now him, and what Adrian Peterson used to look like when he got into the league, a.k.a. Todd Gurley. That might be pretty interesting, folks.
All right, so that's who Taha is interested in seeing. Aaron, what big matchups are you looking forward to in NFL Week 9?
Okay, so, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Todd Gurley versus Adrian Peterson, especially because I have Todd Gurley in both my leagues. So I think they're going to both try to – I think they're both going to try to outdo each other. So I want to see – Todd Gurley's a beast, man. He's a man-child. I think in his four games he has 566 yards rushing. Every game he breaks a big run. So I'm just excited to see continue to see Gurley just blow up. His potential is unlimited. So just stay injury free. The injuries are crazy. Last week was insane, the amount of people that were getting hurt. Everyone was dropping like flies. So that leads me to the game that I'm intrigued about, and that's the Monday night game. I'm playing Taha, so I have a ray of hope going Monday night. I'm curious to see what happens with Chicago and San Diego because they both received two big injury hits. Unfortunately, Keenan Allen has lost for the season. Sorry to hear that, and hopefully he gets well soon with his kidney. And then the Bears lost Matt Forte for a couple weeks. So they've both taken big hits. So I'm kind of curious to see who steps up for both teams. They got Jeremy Langford at running back, who I picked up in place of Matt Forte in my other league. So I want to see what he can do. They're saying they won't lose much from him, but he's a rookie, I think. So I want to see how he handles the bright lights. And then I got Malcolm Floyd against Taha. So I hope Malcolm Floyd has four touchdowns and 150 yards.
All right, so I think Aaron just kicked it off with his bold prediction. He wants to see Floyd go for four touchdowns. I'm glad to kind of highlight that Chicago-San Diego game. Really good segue into the kind of injury update. You know, obviously, you know, Matt Forte injured last week. He's listed day to day or week to week. I don't really know what that means from an injury standpoint. I think it is concerning that they haven't put a timetable on it. You know, you would think it would be more positive, but to me, with all the technology and all the different injuries the NFL's dealt with, I mean, they say that a player is just like, you know, week to week, day to day, we don't know. That's concerning, all right? I mean, that could be 2 weeks or six. So we'll see how running back Jeremy Langford does stepping into this role. We've got a really good matchup against San Diego. They're not great against the run, so he should have some success there. And then with San Diego, with Keenan Allen going down, just a really, you know, bad injury. You know, he's got kidney problems. And with Phillip Rivers just being on fire, obviously this is going to take away, you know, so from his performance, or at least in my opinion, I think it will. But you never know. I mean, they got other weapons there. Antonio Gates, Woodhead, Floyd, Stevie Johnson. So we'll see. We'll see if Phillip Rivers can stay on that that fire or rapid fire type pace. Now, with other notable injuries, T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts, they keep stating that he is a long shot to play today going against Denver, and that stingy defense. He hasn't been ruled out. They are still, you know, kind of mentioning that he could play, so you just have to keep an eye on it. Definitely want to have a backup plan if T.Y. can't go. Also, wide receiver Sammy Watkins for the Buffalo Bills, who's been dealing with ankle issues, states he will return today. He's supposed to be on a snap count, so we know how that goes, right? So we don't know if he's going to play a lot of plays. Should be interesting. We'll keep an eye on it. Talented tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Turns out he is likely to sit today. He has a really juicy matchup against the Giants, but it's not looking like he's going to be able to make it on the field. And top wide receiver Brandon Marshall for the New York Jets. He's been dealing with some ankle issues as well, but he is playing in the suit up today. Brandon Marshall does not want to sit. The guy's a beast, and he gets Jacksonville today for the matchup. So a lot of notable injuries. Oh, you gave him a call? You put in a little word to him?
Oh, yeah. I said, hey, look, Brandon, B-Mars, you and me, we boys. I've had you for three seasons. I need you because I got you in both my fantasy leagues. So suck it up and get out there and let's make it happen. So he's playing. He's starting. Brandon Marshall's playing today.
Hoshin, Brandon Marshall, you know, they're on, like, first-name basis right there, you know. He's he's letting them know, hey, look, I need you, big guy. That's the big elephant in the room, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, all of us are in a big fantasy league, and Taha and Aaron are facing off today. So if you hear a little tension, a little uncomfortable silence, because these guys are focused, they're in the zone, and I'm pretty sure Taha's over there plotting on how he's going to try to beat Aaron. So, I mean, Rahman, you got the floor, man. What do you want to tell host today?
You know, first of all, I want to say apologies to my Twitter followers that's been asking me questions all week, and I haven't been answering it. It's not because I'm going versus Aaron. I mean, I've been busier than a Catholic priest. You know, that's over a middle school with all boys. You know, that'll probably take you a little while to understand that joke, but I've been busy. So with that said, with work, but this is a huge week for me, okay? And me and Aaron are going versus each other, folks, and I don't know how to explain it, but this is a matchup that everybody in the league is watching. Aaron is undefeated. Nobody wants him to go undefeated. Everyone hates my team, so no one wants me to win. I have no fans, okay? So Aaron is the undefeated team that probably has more people pulling for him than I do. So I don't know how to answer this question, but yeah, I'm excited about the game, but you know, T.Y. being hurt is probably going to help me anyway, because he's going to give me a whopping 3 points anyway. So I put in Reuben Randle. So Reuben Randle is the quiet guy that just gets a start on my team every week. So let's hope he just goes ham this week. So, you know, that's another reason that, I said that Buccaneers game was so important to me is because I want to see Reuben Randle shove it up Aaron's ass. So, yes, now it makes sense why I'm watching the Tampa Bay game, folks. So for you guys that don't know, now you know. I think some famous rapper said that one time. So I just want to let you know as well.
That's what I'm talking about. That's just how I know. Aaron, anything you want to say?
I mean, Brandon, let's be serious. Do I need to say anything? I'm 8-0, okay? He had his big hitter go on Thursday who got him a whopping, what, 9 points?
Nine points.
So you didn't run far enough away from me. So you know the Hoover vacuum cleaner?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm about to suck you up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to be – my prediction is in the first 15 minutes, I'll probably already have made up that 19-point deficit, and I'll be on my way to another W.
Oh, well, there it is. Unbelievable, these guys. All right. So, obviously, we got these – we got internal matchups. We got the NFL Week 9 matchup, so we're going to jump right into it. Now, we always have a lot of questions each week on Twitter about different players that should be in lineup, guys that you're leaning towards starting, guys you're leaning towards keeping on the bench. And so we created a segment called Grab a Clipboard or Grab a Helmet. All right? This is our version of Stardom versus Sit'em. Okay? So we have several different players that we're going to focus on this week. All right, we got a good mixture. We got running backs, we got wide receivers, and we got tight ends. All right, so we're going to definitely kind of dive into these guys' matchup, and we're going to give you advice on if we think you should start them or you should sit them. So if we say they need a helmet, that means you need to put them in your lineup. If we say grab a clipboard, go ahead and enjoy your way on the bench. That means take them out of your lineup. We don't really like their matchup today. All right, so before we get into grab a clipboard versus grab a helmet, we got Taha Rahman with the DraftKings.com read. Taha, take it away, man. On you.
Oh, man, I wasn't even ready for this. You see, like, I'm all over the place looking for. But I got it, though. I was looking for, you know, inside information on some of these players. I'm, like, just ready for this week to start. But go ahead. I got it. Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitment. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play. You're never stuck with the same old players. Over $1 billion will be won at DraftKings.com this year, and you could be the one to win big. Go to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code To The Point to play for free. That's To The Point to play for free right now, and that's To The Point is with the number two. And,
right,
and
you
while
know
we're
what?
On it,
that's
you know,
not bad.
You know,
that's not
you know
bad.
While we've been,
it's getting
you know,
better.
Brandon, yeah, while we're on it, you know, you guys really need to play DraftKings because you can't never win that cash prize they're giving away unless you play. And the last 2 weeks, I've been pretty close. Like, I was probably one or two ads away last week. It was a pretty huge week for me. So, I mean, you got to play to win. You can't hit a game-winning shot unless you take it. So, if you know football, you know, maybe you can do this so you can quit your real job. That's my goal in life. Win one of these things so I can quit. I hate my job. But go ahead.
You know, Ty, it struggled with the read. But he's been way better the last couple of weeks. I always tease him like he's sweating like Shaq at the free throw line. But he's gotten way better at the reads, okay? That was flawless. That was a good little setup. Now, he's not lying about DFS, right? Daily fantasy sports, it can be very lucrative. It can also be pretty exciting. You can have multiple lineups. We give a lot of different advice on players that you should select. So you can visit our main website, that is tothepoint.weebly.com, that's W-E-E-B-L-Y.com, and we list each week different players that we think should be in your lineup. All right, so when we do Stardom versus Sit'em this week, the first player that we're going to focus on is wide receiver for the Washington Redskins, DeSean Jackson. Now, DeSean Jackson, he's pretty much been the disappearing man this season. He's been dealing with a lot of injuries, hasn't been on the field. He's pretty much practiced, I want to say for the last 4 weeks, he's either been limited or he's been full go, but he has not been on the field. So this is our first time seeing Deshaun in a long time on the field today. So it should be pretty interesting. They get the New England Patriots. Now, New England's a top scoring team, but from a defensive standpoint, they're the seventh worst team versus wide receivers in fantasy. So there is some opportunity there for Deshaun Jackson. So we're going to go to Aaron first. And so, Aaron, we're looking at DJ. What do you think? Should we give him a helmet this week or give him a clipboard?
Man, if I have Deshaun Jackson on my team, I've been waiting all damn season to start him because he got hurt, you know, week one. So I'm going to say start him. Look, they're playing New England. They're probably going to be down early. Deshaun Jackson is immediately the number one option over there in front of Pierre Wee Garcon and your boy Jordan Reed. So I'm going to say you give him a start. I know it's his first week back, but here's the thing. I heard this from Ryan Clark the other day on NFL Insider. Deshaun Jackson's not playing unless he's 100%. That's just how Deshaun Jackson rolls. So if he's playing today, that means he's 100%. So give D-Jack the nod and give him a helmet.
All right, we got one helmet for D-Jack. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I usually don't like to play players off of injuries, especially wide receivers. You know, we saw what Dez did last week, but he was also going versus Seattle. But Deshaun's a different creature just because Pierre Garcon is so shitty. Like, if you have Pierre Garcon on your team, just go ahead and press the add and remove button and just remove him off your team because this guy is hot garbage. So with that said, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to be like, he's going to look up and be like, whoa, Pierre's wide open. All right, going to Deshaun Jackson with double cover because this Pierre's that bad, folks. He drops balls all the time. He just talks shit. He's on Hard Knocks making a five-yard play, talking shit. He sucks. Yeah, Pierre Garcon stinks. So on that, I'm giving Deshaun Jackson a helmet just because Pierre is god-awful.
Oh, okay. So hard-hitting analysis from Taha. Oh, so basically, he hates Pierre Garcon. So based on that fact, he wants you to start Deshaun Jackson.
Absolutely.
We got two helmets. I mean, when it comes down to Deshaun Jackson, we know he's a deep threat. We know he's a guy that can stretch the field. You know, New England, when it comes to their secondary, I mean, they're a little above average. They're very disciplined. They play good schemes. But from an athletic standpoint, they're not the best secondary in the league. And, you know, what the guys bring up a good point. You know, Washington, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be down in this game. You know, Kirk Cousins, he's not afraid to chunk the ball. So, in my opinion, I actually think guys like Jordan Reed and Pierre are going to benefit on Deshaun Jackson being back. Now, whether Cousins and Jackson, if they're on the same page, if they have any chemistry, I'm not really sure. But I like the other two options a little better. So, I would like to see it first before I throw him back in my lineup. So, I'm actually going to give Deshaun Jackson a clipboard. I'm going to say go ahead and keep him on the bench. He's been comfortable there. Let's see what happens. So we got two helmets for DJ, and we got one clipboard. All right. So the next player that we're going to focus on is a running back. So we're going to look at the Oakland Raiders running back, Latavius Murray. This is a young guy they let go of DMAC for. He's had some success. And today he gets a matchup of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh, from a defensive standpoint, they haven't been great, but they haven't been terrible, and they've showed some signs of life. So we're going to go to Taha first. Do we think Latavius needs a helmet today or a clipboard?
I think Latavius needs a helmet today on the fact that he's going versus Pittsburgh. That defense hasn't been that good. For Oakland, they've been winning games, and I think for Oakland to stay in this game and not get in a shootout, you never want to get in a shootout with the team that has a bigger gun than you, and that's Pittsburgh. So what you do is you run the ball. I think you have to establish the run, and they're going to establish the run with Latavius Murray. to stay in that game. Pittsburgh just has too many weapons. I mean, you got Martavis Bryant, you got Antonio Brown, you got Ben Roethlisberger, Heath Miller showed up, and then, you know, Marcus Wheaton is a pretty good number three. So you can't compete with that many guns. So what you got to have to do is you have to establish the run, and Pittsburgh's defense not that good versus the run. So I start Latavius.
Okay, so Ty, once again, the helmet. Aaron, what are your thoughts on Murray? Helmet or clipboard?
Yeah, I mean, even if the Steelers, it could be a tough little matchup for Latavius. Dude, running backs are a damn premium, dude. Everyone's going. There's so many damn injuries out there. If you have a starting running back, you need to start him. That's just plain and simple. So for me, Latavius Murray, man, he looks good. I was looking at his stats. In a PPR league, he's consistently giving you at least 15 to 17 points a week. That's solid. And Oakland's a fun team to watch now with Derek Carr and Amari Cooper and Latavius Murray. They got a young nucleus over there. They've been winning games. They're actually fun to watch. They're really not the black hole of dog shit anymore. So I like Latavius Murray has two straight 100-yard games, I believe. So he's been hot. So you got to ride the hot hand, and I say give him a helmet.
All right, so we got a helmet for Murray. So, yeah, I agree with the hot hand approach. Pittsburgh, I mean, defensively, like I said, they haven't been great, but they haven't been terrible. They've actually showed some decency against the run. I don't think Derek Carr can just drop back and sling it every play versus Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game that Pittsburgh probably will pull out. But Oakland is they're not the same Oakland Raiders for the last 10 years, man. They got a lot of good pieces. They're a pretty interesting team to watch. And, you know, Aaron said it best. You know, Murray's been – he's been pretty good. 100 yards last week, week before he found the end zone. And so he's been averaging around about 15 to 20 carries in the last 3 weeks. So I like Murray today. I would give him a helmet as well. I think he's going to surprisingly do pretty well. I think they're going to really have to lean on him. So I say give Murray a helmet. All right. Now we're going to go back to – wide receivers, and we've already talked a little bit about that New England Patriot and Washington Redskins game. So we're going to go to Brandon LaFell, wide receiver for the New England Patriots. Guy's been injured. He's been back, had some targets, but we hadn't really seen a lot from him. So we're going to go to Aaron first. What's our thoughts on LaFell, helmet or clipboard?
I don't know how this dude still has a job, first of all. You play with one of the hardest – if you play with one of the hardest organizations to play for with Bill Belichick, you drop six balls in 1 week and you still have a job. I don't start this dude. I don't like him. Edelman and Gronk are the number one and two options. Let's not kid ourselves. And I would even put Amendola ahead of Brandon LaFell down because this guy is not good. There's too many options over there. I know Brady makes everyone a lot better, but he hasn't done much, and he just drops balls. So with that being said, I'm not starting him in my lineup, and I'm giving him a clipboard.
All right. Aaron wants to give LaFell a clipboard. Ty, what are your thoughts? Helmet or clipboard?
Well, you know, me and Brandon talked about this on one of the shows. We were talking about who is Brandon LaFell. We couldn't figure it out because for some reason everybody on Twitter and everybody in the world thinks this guy's a number one wide receiver, and he's far from a number one wide receiver. I agree. He gets eight targets, drops six of them. Then next week he gets like six or seven targets. I don't know what he has on the Patriots for them to keep giving him targets, but I just think he's getting targets because Tom Brady's just going to go to the open wide receiver. That's what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady, right? He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care what number you wear, unless you're Gronkowski, right? He's just going to give the ball to the open guy. And Brandon LaFell has not been able to do anything with those. So with that, I'm giving you a clipboard, Brandon, until you can show that you can actually catch the ball. But in daily fantasy, I'm giving him a start just because he's so cheap. I got to take a shot. But other than that,
wow.
But on my season long, I'm not starting him. Like, you know, we always talk about it. In daily fantasy, you got to go for that boom or bust kind of player. And with his price, you got to take one shot. So he's in one of my lineups. I put a crap load of lineups in. I mean, I think Aaron Holtz and Brandon Robinson is in one of my lineups as well. So, you know, I'm giving LaFell a shot in Daily Fantasy, but in season long, hell no. There's no way I'm starting that guy. So I'm giving him a clipboard.
All right, we got two clipboards for Brandon LaFell. Man, I hate it when all of us, you know, kind of, you know, give a trifecta when we all say give a helmet, all give a clipboard. It like tells me that player is going to go bananas and we're going to look bad the next week. But there's two things I like about Brandon LaFell, okay? I like that he's targeted about 8 times a week and his first name is Brandon because mine is. But other than that, I don't really like Brandon LaFell. And I don't understand why everyone is so geeked up about this guy. He is giving you shit, okay? He has done nothing. And if you have Brandon LaFell on your team, you have to have other options. No, I mean, who drafted Brandon LaFell? Really, seriously, who drafted this guy? So you got to have other options. He cannot be your ace in the hole. If he is your ace in the hole, your team is dog shit. All right, you are not going to win any fantasy matchup. You know, so if you're trying to be clever or you want to take a chance, like Taha stated, I get throwing him in there. But as far as relying on him, Aaron just told you, the guy dropped 4 of his 8 targets. He has not been productive. And they've given him opportunities for the last 3 weeks. And he hasn't done anything with them. So for me, I like to see it first. And Brandon LaFell, he's done nothing. If he has a breakout game, then you know what? Fantastic. Have a day. But up until now, he has done nothing. So I say give him a clipboard. There's just no reason to say give him a helmet. So there it is. 3 of us agree. We all say give him a clipboard. So hopefully Brandon LaFell doesn't go ape shit today against the Redskins. But we'll see what happens. Stranger things have come about. Now, this next guy that we're going to focus on the list, it's a little shocking that he's on the list, but he's with a different team this year. He's battled with injuries, and, you know, the NFL is ever-changing, so it is what it is. We're going to look at tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Julius Thomas, all right? He is on the list, the starting versus sit-em, and the Jags go against the New York Jets, who are legit defense. So we're going to go with Taha first. Are we going to give Julius a helmet or a clipboard?
His quarterback, and I might not be right, I think has 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. His quarterbacks look pretty good. They're throwing the ball because they're behind, and I think you give him a shot. You give him a shot and start him because he plays tight end, folks. Who are you going to start? Unless you have Gary Barnidge, Rob Gronkowski, or like Tyler Eifert, guess what? You're starting Julius Thomas. I've seen so many questions like Julius Thomas versus this guy, Julius Thomas versus this guy, and I'm like, I don't even know who this other guy is. So start Julius Thomas. So yes, I'm giving him a helmet just on the sheer fact he plays tight end, and there's not a lot of other options there.
Yeah, good point, Aaron. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Taha's right about just about everything. Tight ends are pretty much a dying breed. I mean, Jimmy Graham, like, he hadn't done shit this year. Really, the main ones are, you know, you got your Gronkowski. Julius Thomas last year was a beast. He's been injured. And there's a couple others that, you know, hey, that's a must start. But here's the thing. I don't like Julius Thomas just because, God, the dude seems like a little bitch, okay? The dude is just constantly injured. He has a groin injury. And if you've ever dealt with a groin injury, that's nothing to mess around with. He also had, I think, some kind of hand injury. It's something always with him. The dude's a talent. He's a beast when he's healthy, but he's not healthy. And, go out there, and if you haven't already done it, pick up Vernon Davis because Julius Thomas played with Peyton Manning last year or the year before and was just a monster. Vernon Davis might be the fastest wide receiver out there on the field today, okay, and he's a tight end. Peyton Manning's going to use him. So if you don't have him, go pick up Vernon Davis. For me, I'm saying sit Julius Thomas this week. Let's see how he does against the Jets. I think it's going to be a tough game for Jacksonville. They're probably going to get their ass kicked. And I don't see a lot of production out of Julius Thomas this week. Now, moving forward, yeah, definitely. If he's healthy, he's a beast. You start him. But for this week, I'm saying sit.
All right. We got a helmet and we got a clipboard for Julius. I actually, on my fantasy team, I own Julius Thomas and Tyler Eifert. And this week, Julius Thomas was projected more points than Tyler Eifert. Now, I decided to sit Julius this week only because of the matchup. You know, I thought the Jets, who got embarrassed last week, will come out with a vengeance, and they will put a lot of pressure on Blake Bortles, quarterback of Jacksonville Jaguars. So I didn't like the matchup, but, you know, Julius was projected more. Now, lucky for me, Tyler Eifert caught 3 touchdowns. All right, I'll take that. Who wouldn't? But when it comes to Julius Thomas this year, I mean, you know, Aaron has some good points, man. I mean, he signed a big contract. He's been banged up. He's actually pulled himself out of games just to kind of sit down and rest. I mean, just the behavior hasn't been – he hasn't had that hungry, you know, kind of approach that he showed in Denver the last 2 years. So I'm a little concerned about him. But, you know, let's be honest, man, it's tight end. Who else are you going to play? You know, who else is out there to really throw in there? Now, if you have Vernon Davis, I think he's an excellent option. He will play today. At least that's what they've stated. And, you know, Peyton Manning could really use a reliable tight end. You know, but if you're, you know, one of these guys that has, like, you know, Jared Cook or Charles Clay, I mean, you're just kind of hoping that they give you something. So I will say this. Blake Bortles will throw the ball to Julius if he is out there. The question is he going to be out there? So unless you have a better option, excuse me, you can't afford to really sit Julius Thomas, right? I mean, he's a tight end. There's not that many good ones. You know, so I say go ahead and give him a helmet, you know, throw him out there. At least he'll be able to move the chain somewhat. And you never know. He could find the end zone because I think the Jets, they may go up on that game from an offensive standpoint. And Blake Bortles, he's not afraid to throw the ball. He is not afraid to throw it. He'll probably have to throw off. So I'll go ahead and give him a helmet. All right. Now we have wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. Old Sammy Watkins, he's been banged up, ankle has been killing him, but today he gets Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, I posed a question to the fellas earlier this week. Who do you think could win in, like, either a pull-up or arm wrestling matchup, Ed Hockley or Dan Campbell? All right, Ty, who do you think could win? Come on. Give me something on that.
Dan
could take on Ed?
Oh, yeah. Dan Campbell is a man-child.
He is pretty big. Aaron, what do you think? Big Hawk or Campbell?
See, that's the problem, though, Taha. Dan Campbell is a man-child. He doesn't have that grown man strength yet, okay? Ed Hockley has grown man damn strength, okay? And when Ed Hockley puts his damn forearm on that table, he might break Dan Campbell's arm, okay? And then Dan Campbell might have to have an interim head coach for the interim head coach at Miami. So, I got Ed Hockley all day and twice on Sunday, okay?
Dude, Ed Hockley, if he's the referee, I don't care if it's in Lambeau. It could be below 10 degrees. This guy's going to be out there with the short sleeves. He's going to have the guns out. And God forbid if they get a safety, you're going to see this dude put on a flex that looks like a bodybuilder on the stage, okay? I'm just saying, I can't choose Campbell over Big Hockley. I mean, it's Ed Hockley, man. I mean, the dude does curl ups in between plays. I mean, that's how he rolls. He keeps dumbbells on the sideline. I'm just saying. All right, it's
dude,
a tough one. I know it is.
I saw him hanging from the goalpost doing chin ups the other day. Okay, so these guys are the shit.
I don't know. Big Dan Campbell's a beast, too. But, all right, back to Watkins. All right, so what do we think? We got Sammy Watkins going. We're going to go to Aaron first. Do we think we need to give him a helmet or give him a clipboard?
So, man, this is a tough situation because I'm actually – I still have some time to make a decision for myself. I have Sammy Watkins on my team. I'm either going to start him or Willie Snead. And right now Willie Snead is in my lineup. just for the – simple fact that Willie Snead has a better quarterback throwing to him. What I don't like about Watkins is the injury. For me this week, it's too risky. Dolphins just came off an embarrassing-ass loss, so I think they're going to be hungry to save face. You know Dan Campbell's going to have them fired up after they got smoked by the Patriots. I like Watkins later on in the next couple weeks just because the dude is dynamic, okay? It was him and DeAndre Hopkins at Clemson that were just straight beasts. And actually, they were saying Watkins was better than DeAndre back then, which now it's a clear-cut choice that DeAndre's better. But Sammy Watkins, when healthy, is a beast. But he's not healthy. So I say for this week, you sit him.
All right, we got a clipboard for Watkins. Taha, what do you think? Him and a clipboard.
I will not be answering this question because me answering this question might help Aaron out because this is a player that's on his team. So I plead the fifth on this. You guys can just imagine me talking right now 30 minutes about one or the other player, and then I make a bold prediction and make a little joke, and that's what you guys get. That's it.
People, there are no friends in fantasy football, okay? I told you this shit is real. He will not be answering the question about Watkins. I'll give a stab. I mean, when you look at, you know, Buffalo, I think their success is it lies on the back of Tyrod Taylor. You know, he showed that he's a capable quarterback. He hasn't had Watkins on the field, but he's had some success. So I think you put Watkins and Taylor together, they're going to be able to take some shots. I mean, Miami's right outside the top 10 when it comes to facing wide receivers. I think they're about in the 11th to 12th range. And I think Watkins finds the end zone today. So I'm going to say give him a helmet. So I like Sammy. I say go ahead and give him a shot. All right. The last player that we have, going back to the running back position, we're going to go with the Denver Broncos running back, Ronnie Hillman. All right. Now, an update on Ronnie Hillman injury-wise. They say he's been dealing with a thigh issue all this week. He is questionable to play. I expect him to be on the field. They're going against the Indianapolis Colts. And as we all know, the Colts have not been a very consistent team this year. They've looked horrible. Let's just be honest. They've looked pretty bad. And they're one of the top 10 worst teams against the running back position in fantasy. So we're going to go to Taha first. Do we think Hillman deserves a helmet or a clipboard?
I'm going to give Hillman a clipboard on the fact that C.J. Anderson, I think, might have been injured, and he showed something last game, and he looked better than Hillman. So I'm going to go with the clipboard. I think C.J. is going to get a lot more carries. I think he's going to be the guy that goes off on that team this week.
All right. So Taha wants to give Hillman a clipboard. Aaron, what are your thoughts, helmet or clipboard?
I'm going to give him a clipboard. C.J. Anderson showed something. What, did he have 100 yards rushing last week? So
yep.
I don't like that running back by committee. Unless you don't have a better option, then you give Hillman the nod. But I don't like that splitting time shit. And they're going to be – now that C.J. Anderson looked like he should look when everyone drafted him this year as like a number one running back, I think now they're going to split more carries. And I know he has that thigh injury. They're saying he's good to go, but I still think there's going to be some split time. So, like I said, unless you have a better option, unless that's your only option, you would start him. But I think for me, though, myself, I'm saying sit him just because of the split carries.
All right, we got two clipboards on Denver running back Ronnie Hillman. Man, I'm always torn on these kind of situations. I own C.J. Anderson. He has done completely nothing. For me, he's been a disappointment. However, he did look really good last week. For some reason, I think Kubiak favors Ronnie Hillman over C.J. He hadn't publicly come out and said that, but they did mention that Ronnie Hillman will be the starter, and he deserves a lion's share of the carries. I don't like that split type deal. And I have a sneaky suspicion that C.J. Anderson's probably going to put up another big game. But I can't risk it. Gilman did find the end zone twice last week. I think they like him. And he has a good matchup against the Colts. So I'm going to say give Hillman a helmet and go ahead and start him against the old Indianapolis Colts. And, man, I can't believe all the shit that people are talking about Andrew Luck. I mean, I know the Colts look bad, but let's be honest, man. Andrew Luck has been one of the best QB prospects over the last, like, 10 to 15 years. I mean, they reported the man was playing with a popped rib. I mean, that's got to be hard. I mean, if I stub my toe, I may call in for work, okay? This guy was on the field with a popped rib, throwing passes down the field, driving the ball, and people are talking shit about him. He's a Stanford grad, all right? The guy's an amazing prospect at QB, and I don't think he is done. So he just doesn't have a lot of weapons around him, but – or at least the weapons that have performed. Because Gore and Andre, let's be honest, from a free agent acquisition standpoint, they really hadn't done much. It hasn't been what I thought. When they got them both, I was like, oh, my God, give the Colts the playoff spot. But, you know, Johnson, he's lost a step or two, you know, and Gore, it just hadn't really – I don't know, it just hadn't worked out like we thought. And as Taha mentioned earlier, T.Y. Hill has been beat up with injuries throughout the year. So, I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on the Colts? I mean, starting with Taha, I mean, what do you think about their current situation?
I think the Colts are terrible. I think that division is terrible. But the Colts, I mean, it's a terrible division. And I hope Jacksonville wins out that division. Sorry, Aaron. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter who wins that thing. The Colts are terrible. And they're going to make the biggest mistake in the world, which is they're going to fire their coach, Chuck Pogano. And like I was talking with Aaron when we were on the show last Sunday, I think the best hire for the Texans would be to hire the Colts ex-coach. I think it's time to hire a real coach because Bill O'Brien is a joke of a coach. I don't think he's good enough to be an OC in the NFL or a DC, okay? He just needs to go back to college football and deal with controversy there because he's not – NFL material.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on the Colts situation?
Dude, they're bad, man, and I think there's some kind of rift going between the GM and Chuck Pagano. I don't understand why. I think Chuck Pagano is a beast of a coach, and I would gladly take him here in Houston if the Indianapolis Colts are stupid enough to fire him. Andrew Luck is dealing with injuries, so he hasn't been the same. He hasn't looked good at all. But when you have internal strife going on like that, dude, that's hard to deal with. And I'm just going to throw a quick example. A lot of people didn't know about this when it was happening, but the 93-94 Oilers, I believe it was, had one of the best teams that year. Like, just from an athletic standpoint, just monsters. But they had beef going on in the locker room, and they just imploded. And I think that's kind of what's happening with the Colts because start of the season, when they got Andre, when they got Frank Gore, I was like, oh, shit. Andre's going to have himself 10-plus touchdowns. He's going to be back to the old Andre. Frank Gore is going to continue to just get his 1,000 yards a season. And the Colts are going to be tough to beat. But, dude, they look like shit. They can't. I don't know what kind of beef they got going on in there, but it's affecting them really bad. Enough to be 3-5 and be tied for the fucking division, which is crazy. Tied for first, which gives me hope that the Texans might squeak in at 7-9 maybe in the playoffs, which is just stupid. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to – honestly, I can see if they don't correct it in the next week or two, their season will be done. And they're not going to be able to make it up. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I never think that, you know, a quarterback all of a sudden just gets worse. You know, I mean, we watched Andrew Luck for the last 2 years in the NFL, the previous 4 years in college. Now all of a sudden, you mean to tell me he just forgot how to play football in one off season? now all of a sudden he's dumber on his read, or he's terrible with his throws. I just don't think that happens. You know, we're looking at a quarterback that's not even in his prime. And you got to look at what's going on behind the scenes, in the locker room, with the coach, with the camaraderie. It just something's off there. And that guy is just too big of a talent just to all of a sudden, you know, oh, he can't play quarterback anymore. I think that's bullshit. I don't agree with that at all. So they got to figure it out. You know, clearly something's going on there. But that division is it's interesting. I mean, Tennessee already fired their coach, you know, so it could be either Bill O'Brien in Houston that gets let go next, or it could be Pagano in Indy. But either way, I think those are the next two coaches that could be on the chopping block. So, you know, obviously, look, we'll keep an eye on it. You never know what's going to happen. It's never dull in that division. All right, so we go to our next segment, and we like to call this segment Titan Here. All right, so this week we're going to focus on tight end for the New Orleans Saints, Ben Watson. Okay, Ben Watson, he's a guy that's been in the league for, I want to say, over 7 years. He's a veteran. He's had some really good performances, and, you know, obviously him and Drew Brees, they got a little connection going on there. Got a little connection. So what we want to do is kind of dive into Ben and really see, is this guy, is he smoke? Is he someone that's just kind of flashing the pants? Or is he fire? Is he consistent? So each one of the guys are going to dive into Big Ben, and we're going to let you know our take on him. All right, so we're going to start with Taha. So what do we think about Ben Watson? Do we think this guy is serious? Is he smoke or is he fire?
You know, this one was hard, but the numbers don't lie. This guy got 10 targets last week. He's got 12 2 weeks before that. I really believe that the Saints are on a 3-game winning streak, and they were losing everything. And I think they realize they need to occupy the middle of the field, and Marquise Colston can't get it done, and it's Ben Watson that's been doing it for them. So I will say this guy is fire, because I think he can fill that void, because he might not be the fastest tight end, he might not be the quickest tight end, but that guy can catch the ball, and in the middle of the field, he's getting the job done. So Ben Watson, I think he's fire.
All right, well, Taha thinks Ben Watson is fire. So we're going to go to Aaron. Aaron, what are your thoughts on Watson?
Of course I think this guy's fire. He's my tight end for the Champions League. Come on now. This guy is piping hot, okay? Let me tell you something. Ben Watson in the last 3 weeks has 27 targets, and I'm no math whiz, but that averages to 9 targets a game. And if you're getting 9 targets a game, I'm pretty happy about that from a tight end standpoint. So another thing he has going for him, he has one of the best quarterbacks throwing to him. He's a veteran. He knows how to find the open spots in the field. Drew Brees will get him the ball, and that's proven the last 3 weeks. This dude will continue to perform. I'm happy as pigs in shit right now that I have him as my tight end. And, yeah, he's up. He's fired.
I mean, when you look at Ben Watson and you compare him to some of the other tight ends, right? I'll throw out some names. This is what Martellus Bennett, Jason Witten, and Jimmy Graham all have in common. Ben Watson has more fantasy points than all three of them. Okay? He has more fantasy points. He's been more productive. And those are, quote-unquote, three guys that are probably in lineups every week. So just based on that sheer fact alone, in my opinion, Ben Watson is fire. You got to go with him. All right? Got to go with him. So just like Aaron said, he has a good quarterback. He's in a good system. And clearly him and Drew Brees, they have some type of chemistry down there. So I think it's easy, man. I mean, it's a straight across the board. He is fire, not smoke. And so I like Ben Watson to keep it up. Definitely like him to keep it up. All right. So, man, that might have been the easiest smoke or fire that we've ever had. I mean, it was pretty much a across the board. We all think the guy is fire. All right, Taha, what's going on with Twitter, man? We have any Twitter questions going on this
week?
Yeah,
on Twitter. Oh, yeah, we got some Twitter questions. I answered a lot of them. I kept the hard ones for us to dive into. You know, one guy I'm going to – the first question I'm going to ask is this guy asked me a Twitter question last week, and he told me Reggie Bush or Charles Sims. And last week I was like, you got to go with Reggie Bush. He's a starting back. Reggie Bush got hurt, and afterwards he was like, great call. And I was like, I've answered 98 questions. I get one wrong, that still means I'm smarter than you. So he was like, okay, good point, Taha. You are smarter than me. Let me give you another question. So I will answer it out to him. The guy's name is Miller the Thriller. He looks like a Pittsburgh fan, so we know he knows nothing. At JMiller81188, he said, DeSean Jackson or Jordan Matthews? Aaron, I'll start with you. Who do you got?
God bless. Damn, dude. Like, I need to know. I'm like looking at the. You know what? I'm going to say start Jordan Matthews just because they're going Sunday night, right? And Dallas gets every damn Sunday night game. So I just figured that's they're on the Sunday night game. So it's Dallas versus Philly. I'm looking at Jordan Matthews. This dude's supposed to be the number one over there, and he hasn't done much, but he's playing against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys have been struggling. It's a Sunday night game. I know I talked about starting DeSean Jackson because we've been waiting all season to see him play, but I think Jordan Matthews is a better option this week. For the simple fact that we got to see what DeSean Jackson does coming back from the injury. So I would give Jordan Matthews the nod for this week.
Brandon, who you got?
Well, before I answer this question, I will point this out. I mean, look, when it comes to answering fantasy questions, I mean, Matthew Berry is considered like the Yoda of fantasy football. And, I mean, Matthew Berry is really smart. He knows his shit. And you have, you know, guys that are plumbers calling Matthew Berry a fucking idiot because he gave them advice and their player didn't do well. Let me tell you something about fantasy football. You cannot predict injuries, okay? We're not psychics. We're not Miss Cleo. It doesn't work that way. If a guy gets injured, there is no stat, no consistent stat to say, hey, a guy's going to get injured this week versus this team, so you shouldn't play him. So, barring injuries, it is what it is. Now, as far as when we give you guys nods on who we think should play, we look at a couple of different things. We look at stats. We look at history. We look at matchups. We look at conditions. There's so many things that we consider that the average fan does not. So, if we say this is who we feel you should play, at the end of the day, everyone is responsible for their own lineup. You give fantasy advice to help out. It is not dogma. It's not science. You just have to go with your gut, but you want to get as much information as you can. So in the words of Matthew Berry, can't blame anyone else if your team loses. You got to blame yourself. All right. So I just wanted to get that off my chest and throw that out there. Now, going to Jordan Matthews and DeSean Jackson. Now, Cowboys have been struggling offensively. Defensively, they are one of the top five teams when it comes to holding wide receivers. They are one of the toughest teams at holding wide receivers, okay? And they went against some good ones. Now, Jordan Matthews has been a disappointment. He's been a disappointment. He is the number one. They let go of Jeremy Maclin. They wanted to showcase him in this offense. He has dropped passes. There's been reports that he hasn't gotten separation from DBs. He's just not been the guy they thought he was. In my opinion, I actually think guys like Joshua Huff and Nelson Aguilar are going to have a little bit more upside in Philly. Okay? Philly's coming off of a bye. They're going to have some wrinkles. I do believe they're going to try to get Jordan Matthews going. So when comparing Matthews to Jackson, I think you start Jordan Matthews. So he's going to have more opportunities. And it's Sunday night, like Aaron said, Bradford's going to give him a chance to make a big play. So just based on that matchup, I go Matthews.
I'm on it with you guys. I think it's Jordan Matthews as well, just because he's the number one. Deshaun's coming off an injury. He got to wait a week on that thing. And then Matthews is going division game. They're going to try to get him the ball. And it's Sunday night. So I'm going Matthews as well. All right, so the next couple questions, they get pretty hard, all right? Next one, who do you start, Chris Ivory or D'Angelo Williams? Brandon, I'll start with you.
All right, so we got the running back Chris Ivory, the New York Jets, versus stand-in backup D'Angelo Williams for Pittsburgh. Now, first time around, D'Angelo Williams, he did really well, you know, standing there for Le'Veon Bell. Now, you got to keep in mind, it was the beginning of the season. It was a really short sample size, and so D'Angelo really proved that, you know, he could play. However, I think a lot of people are going apeshit about D'Angelo Williams. They feel that it's going to be an automatic, you know, plug and play, and they feel like he's going to be Le'Veon Bell. D'Angelo Williams is a talented running back. He is not Le'Veon Bell, okay? And comparing him to Ivory, Ivory has consistently gotten it done over the season. He's been really good. And so when looking at those two, I'm going to go with Chris Ivory, okay? I like his matchup. Jacksonville gives up the sixth most points versus the running back. So I like Ivory to have a better day than D'Angelo.
Aaron, who do you got?
Man, this is a tough one. I've never been a big fan of Chris Ivory. He's balled this year. He's had like 3 20-point-plus games. So he's been doing his thing. And I like the fact that his matchup is Jacksonville. So for me, I'm going to have to go with Chris Ivory this week just for the simple fact that his matchup is favorable. D'Angelo Williams, I like D'Angelo, man. This dude's a beast. He proved that in Carolina. He just never got the – I don't know why they didn't get more opportunities with Jonathan Stewart. I thought he was better than Jonathan Stewart. He showed what he can do weeks one and two. So you have a good problem if you have both of them because you can – I like the fact that you have both of them, so good job on that. But if you have to pick one this week – see what D'Angelo Williams can do for this week. See if he's able to show what he did the first 2 weeks and sit him on the bench. And then if he balls out this week, start him next week. But for this week, I say start Ivory.
Yeah, for me, D'Angelo Williams, I like him a lot. I'm very high on D'Angelo Williams. There's a couple reasons for it. D'Angelo can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has good hands. So in a PPR league, he is really good for you. And in Pittsburgh system, if you can catch the ball, they find you in bubble screens and stuff like that to get it going. And then on the bubble screen, they usually put you on the other side of Antonio Brown because all the action goes there because they think that's where the bubble screen's coming from. So you have a lot of opportunities to be successful. When they are playing Oakland, Oakland's going to try to stop Antonio and all of that stuff. I think he'll have a lot of opportunity. I'm starting D'Angelo. I'm not a big fan of Chris Ivory because I truly believe that he's going to lose his starting position when this guy, Stephen Ridley, comes off the pup list. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I think Stephen Ridley will be the back there when he comes back. So, with all that being said, I'm going to go with D'Angelo Williams this week. So I got another one for you. All right, who should I start this week? Stephon Diggs, who's been going off for Minnesota, or Dez Bryant on Sunday night?
Damn.
I'll let you go ahead and start it off, Brandon, because you are our in-house Cowboy specialist.
And when you look at the individual players, it's not close. I mean, Dez is a special talent, arguably a top three wide receiver. But the thing that makes Dez really work is the QB position. And, you know, Castle is not Tony Romo. And, you know, we love Dez, but, you know, you probably hate Tony Romo. you got to understand that, you know, greatness needs help. I mean, I don't like Castle as the QB throwing the ball to Dez. You know, Tony will fit balls in the tight windows. He'll give Dez a chance to make, contested catches. Castle can't really do that, right? I mean, so if I'm Philly, I'm taking Dez out of this game. And I'm putting it to the point to where I may double to triple team him. And a backup quarterback, if they're smart, they're not really going to try to force it in there in a primetime game. So I just don't like the matchup. I don't like the QB position. And so Diggs is – the guy's been money. I mean, we talked about him last week. The guy's been averaging 9 to 10 targets a game. And so, you know, he gets St. Louis. St. Louis, you know, they're a good defense. They're a tough team. You know, but, you know, Bridgewater has proven that, you know, he likes Diggs. He really does like him. You know, so it pains me to say it, man, but I would actually go Diggs over Dez. I think Dez will not be really effective until Tony Romo gets back.
What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and say the same thing. The only reason why I'm not starting Dez is for the quarterback reason. That's a simple fact. If Tony Romo is there, I'm starting Dez Bryant, but he's not. You know, you want to start a player on a Sunday night game because it's like, damn, it's prime time. You know, there's that chance Dez Bryant's going to blow up, but I just don't see him getting a lot of opportunities with Matt Castle as a QB. Stephon Diggs in the last 4 weeks has been targeted 40 times. That's
wow.
10 targets a game. Yeah. Stephon Diggs is balling, okay? He's averaging, in the last 3 weeks, he's averaging 20-plus points a game in the PPR league. So, for me, because Dez doesn't have Romo, I'm saying sit Dez for this week. When Romo comes back, I think, you know, obviously Dez is top three receiver in the game. And like you said, Brandon, he's a rare breed. He's a rare talent. He's a beast. But this week, man, dude, Stephon Diggs is getting used. Bridgewater has been finding him. He's getting the targets. He's getting the receptions. And he's getting the yards. Okay, in 3 weeks, he goes 7 receptions, 129, 6 for 108, 6 for 95, and he has scored 2 out of the 3 weeks of touchdowns. So, dude's hot. Ride the hot hand, sit Dez, start Diggs.
Yeah, Dez is a crazy talented guy, and if Tony Romo was playing, I would say this is a no-brainer. But Tony Romo's not playing. And Stephon Diggs happens to be my man crush of the NFL right now. So I'm going to go with Diggs because that guy is a monster. So we got a couple more, but I'll hit I'll give one more question because of time. Another one, Dez Bryant or Martavius Bryant this week?
Oh.
I'll let you go ahead and start it, Aaron, this time.
Martavius Bryant, you said?
Yeah.
Bless. Let's see something. Okay, so he had an illness. He's probable, so he should be starting. Man, here's the thing. This is a toss-up for me because Big Ben has, you know, last week he came back from his injury. He looked out of sorts. He didn't look right. I think he'll bounce back, but he's still not 100%. There's no way Big Ben's 100%. But Big Ben is 10 times better than Matt Castle. So, and Dez Bryant was his first week back from the injury last week. So I think Dez is still getting up to football speed. With that being said, like I said, it's a tough situation because you're dealing with injuries on both sides. But for me, if I had to pick – and I hate going against Dez on a Sunday night game, but I'm going to have to go with the better quarterback in this situation and start Bryant because Martavius Bryant because of Big Ben. So I say start Martavius Bryant.
What about you, Brandon?
I mean, you know, once again, you got to go back to the QB matchup, you know. I was always told when in doubt, go with the better quarterback. You know, the better quarterback's Ben Roethlisberger. I knew he didn't look sharp last week, but another week of practice, another week to get it right, he gets Oakland. Oakland is the fifth worst versus the quarterback position. I think Big Ben's going to make it rain out there. I'm being honest. And I think Bryant's going to find the end zone. And I ain't dead. I'm talking Martavis Bryant. I think he's going to find the end zone. So when we look at the matchups, I think Big Ben, he's a better quarterback play. And once again, let's look at Dallas's offense. They have been doing nothing but kicking field goals for the last 3 weeks. They have not found the end zone. And when Castle did find the end zone, it was against the Giants, who just gave up 50 points to the New Orleans Saints. The Giants are one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and Dallas only put 20 up on them. Only. and some of those were field goals. So, to me, I mean, Castle has thrown maybe two touchdowns in like 4 weeks, if that much. So, all of a sudden, he just breaks out with like four or five. I just need to see it before it happens. So, once again, I can't go with Dez. I got to go with Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, I'm going to be with you guys, too. I'm going Martavis Bryant as well. I mean, it's hard to go versus Dez. I feel like I should respond to this question by go with Bryant so we're not wrong. figure it out himself. I mean, because this is the stuff, like, on Twitter. Like, these are some good questions we've been getting, but these are the ones that, like, you know, some questions I get, I'm like, okay, that's a no-brainer. But, like, these are the questions where you're like, shit, Dez can be Dez, you know, but you got to be in the smart decision. You got to go with Ben. Ben throwing left-handed is 20 times better than Matt Castle. So I'm going with Martavis as well. That's all I got, Brandon.
All right, so that's our Twitter talk. Yeah, I mean, good question. I think what makes them tough is it's just the name recognition. I mean, look, in fantasy, we're always hesitant to bench studs, you know, but we have to look at the situation. You know, early in the season, we talked about Peyton Manning. Guys continue to start Peyton Manning when players like McCown, Derek Carr, Tannehill, they were putting up bigger fantasy numbers than Peyton Manning. But every week, people kept starting Peyton because he's Peyton. And you probably lost those games because Peyton, he couldn't break 20 points. You know, so I know that when it comes to name recognition, it's very hard to sit certain guys. But, you know, you got to take chances in fantasy. You got to look at the numbers. You got to ride the hot hand and just – you know, until we see it from Dez with Castle, I don't see how you have confidence in that. And I'm a Cowboys fan, and I have to suffer through it every week. They can't get in the end zone. It's too hard. The guy, that's why Darren McFadden is so valuable right now, because not only is he getting all the carries, but he's getting check down passes as well. So if you have him in a PPR league, this guy's getting you 16 to 20 points a week. You know, so I just can't, you know, just throw Dez in there because it's Dez. So, all right, so now we go to our segment, which is called Fab Five, okay? This is where we randomly select five games, okay, and the guys pick who do we think is going to be the winner. So we don't go by point spread. We just go, this is who's going to win. So, Todd, give us a standing. Tell us where everyone is, and then we'll go into the picks.
Well, last week I went 5-0. I think this is the second time I've done that. I'm 22-8, walking away with this thing. Brandon, you went 1-4. We'll just give that to you because you were R&R ramen and red box, and you're 14-16.
That's what I was.
14-16 for the year, Brandon. You're below 500. As we like to call it, the Mendoza line. You're behind your Mendoza line. You're behind underneath that. So we really need you to come through this week. And Aaron, you went 3-2 last week, and you're 17-13 for the year. So, you know, you guys need to make it a competition, or I'm just going to not pick the last 2 weeks of the year. So we'll go with the first game. Green Bay versus Carolina. Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and start with you.
Yeah, I think it's time for Carolina's luck to run out. And
Let me tell you something. I know they're 8-0. They have a good defense. But Cam Newton, I don't know if you know this, his QBR is not good. It's as low as Colin Kaepernick's, by the way. He just has a better team around him. So I think, look, Green Bay is pissed that they got smoked like a blunt last week by the damn Broncos. I think Aaron Rodgers might throw 5 or 6 touchdowns this week, or today, I'm sorry. So I have Green Bay.
Brandon, who you got?
Just to clarify, you were talking about LeGarrette, kid. Don't do drugs. So, I mean, when you look at Green Bay and Carolina, Green Bay is a different team away from Lambeau. I mean, if they're not playing at Lambeau, they're just not that explosive. You know, they got a lot of injuries at the wide receiver position. Lacy is just not carrying the ball like he was. And their defense has always been opportunistic and not just like a dominating type defense. I know they got embarrassed last week because they played, you know, Denver. But I also, you know, think that it's just not an automatic given that they're going to bounce back and beat the shit out of Carolina. Carolina's really good, man. They're really good defensively. And they just somehow find a way to score on offense. So that game is in Carolina today. I don't like Green Bay out of Lambeau. I'm going to go with Carolina.
And that is why you are 14-16, Brandon.
Well, all right, so for me, I'm going to – on this game, Cam Newton has a very low QBR. Aaron's right. It's the 26th in the NFL. 26. You know, by the way, Andrew Luck has number 30. But 26. Colin Kaepernick does have more than him. But with all that said, Josh Norman is the best cornerback in the NFL right now. And they got Kukli and Tommy Davis. I'm going Carolina, folks, just because they have a QBR rating, but they don't have a swag rating because Cam's swag is through the roof. And I'm going to go with Super Cam to beat the Packers this week. That's who I got. I got Carolina as well. And also, I got like 5 or 6 picks to play with, so it's okay if I'm wrong.
The only reason, Taha, you're winning is because you pick Bengals by default every week, and they won every fucking week, okay? Had I just decided to swallow my pride and pick the Bengals, I would be 22-8 just like you. So let's calm down, and I will gain a pick on you today because your boy Tommy Davis, that guy who got you 0.5 points last week and ended up ultimately losing you the game. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. So I'm sending out a search party for Tommy Davis, and hopefully he decides to show up. So you'll see Green Bay and what they'll do.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, the Bengals are basically the difference between me and Aaron being, like, tied right now. But we'll go to the next game. Minnesota versus St. Louis at Minnesota. Brandon, I'll start with you. Who you got?
Listen to this smug bastard. He is on cloud 9. The Bengals are undefeated. And guess what? They earned it. They have earned it. The Bengals have been amazing this year. And so, enjoy it, bro. I mean, they've been amazing. They are undefeated, and they have absolutely earned it. Let's see. St. Louis and Minnesota. I'm going to give the edge to the younger running back. I'm going to go St. Louis today.
I'll go with this pick. I'm going to go with Minnesota because they're 5-2, and they've been looking pretty good. So I'll go with Minnesota over St. Louis. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm on the Gurley train. This guy's a beast. This dude's averaging 135 yards a game. This dude cannot be stopped. St. Louis is nice. They got one of the best coaches in the league, in my opinion, in Jeff Fisher. I got St. Louis.
All right, next game, Giants versus Tampa Bay.
I'll start it off. This is my upset special. I think Tampa Bay wins. Aaron, who you got?
In order for it to be an upset, the Giants have to be good. So
they're favorites, by the way. What do you want me to tell you?
But with that being said, I'm going to take the Giants.
Brandon?
Let's see. It's in Tampa Bay. Oh, man. I mean, crap. I'm going to go Giants.
Giants. All right. Next game, Sunday night. This is Dallas's, like, you know, they're always on Sunday night. Who gives two shits? Aaron, I'll let you start this off. Philly versus Dallas, who you got?
Yeah, if Romo was playing, I'd say Dallas for sure, but I'm going to have to go with Philly.
Brandon.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I think outside of Hayden Capital, I may rate Bradford more. The guy wears like 20 knee braces. I mean, he only has two knees. I'm going to go with Dallas.
You going Dallas?
Yep.
I'm going Philly. Monday night, Chicago versus San Diego. Brandon, who do you got?
I like the Chargers. I like the Chargers. I'm going to go with San Diego.
I like Jay Cutler. I'm going Chicago. Who you got, Aaron?
Yeah, I got San Diego.
So, folks, me and Aaron have four picks that are different this week. There's a lot of different picks all the way around the board. Either I'm going to just walk away with this or we're going to make this a contest going into next week. And then just to let you know, even if I am tied with Aaron next week, I know I'll have one different pick than him because the Bengals play the Texans on Monday night. So they will be on this list. Aaron's going to say Texans and I'm going to say Bengals. So, so Aaron will not start choosing the Bengals next week. It will have to be a week after next week. So just letting everybody know. So that's our Fave Five, Brandon. That's it right there.
Todd and Aaron, they're going to be put against each other even next week. So 2 weeks in a row, the face-off. the Ocean Ramen Bowl. Part two, man. But I will say this. If the Texans, by some miracle, upset the Bengals, you know Aaron's going to go apeshit. He is going to go ridiculous. He may drive to Katie and knock on Taha's door just to celebrate for him. Like, I mean, it's going to be ridiculous if the Texans beat the Bengals. I mean, that's going to be – yeah. I almost want to see the upset just to see – just the fallout and the carnage from that. That is going to be crazy, bro. That would be insane. The Texans, they're coming off of a bye to play that game, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Are they?
I think they're coming off a bye. So they're coming off a bye. You never know what kind of crazy shit they may put together. They may let it all hang out, bro. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting. All right. So we're coming into our last two segments. We have our bowl predictions and our special delivery. So we're going to go with the bowl predictions first, and then we'll backdoor with the special delivery. So our bowl predictions segment, you know, we call it It's Going to Be Wrong, and Hosh almost nailed it last week. So we just throw out some ridiculous stats on a player, and just we basically throw shit against the wall and see what's going to stick, okay? So we're going to go bowl prediction, round robin style. We're going to start off with Taha. What is your bowl prediction for NFL Week 9?
My bowl prediction this week, and it's not a lukewarm prediction move, I will say that Todd Gurley and Adrian Peterson in that Minnesota and St. Louis game will combine for 385 rushing yards combined.
Ooh.
That's my bold prediction this week.
Hold on, 385?
385.
Holy shit, really?
Oh yeah.
now, they're going to be running it down. you do know that Taha, now I'm guessing you want, of that 385, you want AP to have about 380, right? Because you are playing me and I have Gurley.
Yeah, no, no. Gurley can get 200. It's fine. I'll still win.
Okay.
Oh, cool. You're going to have, because you got Willie Snead starting, so enjoy that.
Yeah, well.
You yeah, better hope dude, that's like over 190 AP.
Oh, yeah. 190
AP. You better hope. You better pray that Willie Snead doesn't catch a touchdown today, bro.
Oh, it's going to happen. You score 200 every week, so I already know this. Willie Snead's going to catch three touchdowns, not one, three of them, okay? We all know this.
Wow, that's a big, bold prediction. So I guess we're assuming Stephon Diggs ain't doing jack today. It's just going to be the running back show in Minnesota. All right, that's a bold prediction. Aaron, what's your bold prediction this week?
I got a – I mean, it couldn't – it's not like a Super Bowl prediction, but he hasn't done it this year, so that's why I'm making it my bold prediction. My other running back, DeMarco Murray, Taha, will go for 150 yards rushing today and two touchdowns. Choke on that, my friend.
Two touchdowns and 150. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Oh,
and it was a lot when I said Ben Watson was going to go for two touchdowns, eight receptions, and 100 yards, and he goes 9 for 147 in the touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Oh, man. All right, let's see. My bold prediction. I'm going to go to the Monday night game, and I'm actually going to go similar.
Philip
Rivers
is
going to
throw two touchdowns? Awesome.
I wasn't going that one, but I scratched it. I'm going to say Jeremy Langford and Melvin Gordon, will rush for over 300 yards combined. I like Langford and Melvin Gordon to go over 300 rushing yards. So we got rookie, big Monday night game. Yeah, so over 300 yards. So both of them. So
I don't think both of them combined. I don't think both of them combined have 300 rushing yards for the season. So that is an absolute bold prediction.
They do not. they do not. So, but my Phillip Rivers bold prediction would have been much better. So I was going for it. All right, so we got our bold predictions. So now we're going to backdoor it with our special delivery. So special delivery, I mean, basically, it's like if we could send, you know, anything, it could be anything to a player, a coach, a team, whatever it is, we're going to send it for NFL Week 9. So, I mean, it could it's just as random, as ridiculous as it is. So we're going to start off with Aaron. What is your special delivery for NFL Week 9?
So this week I'm going to break the trend of sending something to an NFL coach, NFL team, or NFL player. What I'm seeing,
okay.
Taha, be looking for a FedEx package later on this week, maybe Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Open up that FedEx package, and it's a simple little surprise. It's just a white sheet of paper with a big-ass letter L on it. Okay, and that's what you will be receiving on Tuesday after you take this L from me. So that is my special delivery to Taha Rahman.
And the trash talking continues. It continues. All right, Taha, what's your special delivery for NFL Week 9?
I'm not sending anything to Aaron, but I am going to Sherry's Berries right now and sending some lovely sweets to Ben Roethlisberger. And I'm going to say, Ben, here's some sweets. Please meet your expectation this week. Because I went with Andy Dalton. I didn't go with Andy Dalton. I went with you. And Andy Dalton had a good game. So I need Ben Roethlisberger to be the Ben Roethlisberger of the first 2 weeks to compete with what Tom Brady is going to do this week. So, Ben, please, for the love of God, just come out just slaying that ball all over Oakland. So, yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm sending Sherry's Berries to Ben.
something sweet so he can return that, return the favor for me with a massive day.
That dude said cherry berries. All right, don't be surprised if that's one of our sponsors for next week going forward. All right, okay, we'll endorse whoever. Cherry berries, give us a call. We'll plug in. We'll plug in. All right, so we got berries going out. We got L's being delivered by mail. My first delivery is me being petty. I'm sending the NFL drug testing commission to Carolina. I want Luke Kuechly tested for HGH, okay? He ruined my Monday night win. He had 19 points. That was a game that I was supposed to win. A defensive player should not score 19 points on a freaking Monday night. I was winning by 16, people. 16, and Luke Kuechly ruined it. So I'm testing him for HGH. I don't buy it. I don't think he's that amazing. He is freaking juicy, okay? So I want the NFL to test that man. He needs to get tested. Man, that's my special delivery. All right, now that I got that out, I know that was petty, but I needed to say something. Okay, I've been holding that in all week. All right, so that's NFL Week 9. That's fantasy to the point. That's how we do it. It's leg day, so I got to go inflate these tires, build these trunks, get some NFL action. So we're getting out of here with signing off. I hope you enjoy your NFL Week 9. And it's fantasy football. This shit is real.